Greetings. Welcome to Naturally. This is Brigitte Mars, and today's chat is a little bit about something quite serious. What to do if someone you're around might be having a stroke? Well, of course, you should seek immediate medical attention. And it might be that you think you're having a stroke. What are some of the signs of a stroke? A sudden headache, paralysis or numbness on either or both sides of the body, difficulty swallowing, breathing, or speaking. All of a sudden, you can't see very well. Dizziness or loss of balance. Even loss of bladder or bowel control. Confusion and loss of consciousness. So get medical attention, but there are some things that you can do until help can arrive. It's been found that if a person can be kept cool, that's going to help them get through it better. Loosen any clothing with all respect to modesty around their neck, their chest, their waist. Keeping them cool might be done by fanning them, opening a window. This is going to help minimize any damage to their brain. You might even want to apply cold compresses by just soaking some washcloths in cool water, applying them to the wrists, the neck, and the pelvic area. It's best not to give any food or drink because perhaps they might require surgery. You just don't know. You don't want them to, vomit. But you could put a couple drops of rescue remedy on their wrists or on their Ajna or third eye center. This is something very non-invasive, and you can buy rescue remedy at Rebecca's or any natural food store. Monitor their breathing. And treatment for a stroke can happen afterwards. So once you've gotten medical attention, know that there are herbs that can help regain function. I think of lion's mane mushroom is wonderful. I think of brain tonic herbs like ginkgo and gotu kola. I also think of things like fish oil supplementation, alpha lipoic acid. And this might seem a little crazy and you might not want to do this, but my partner knows if they ever think I'm having a stroke, give me a dose of cayenne tincture because it moves through blockages in circulation. Again, most people are going to get medical attention right away, but that is another thing. If I'm conscious, I would take a dropperful of cayenne tincture. And I always have it ready just because you never know. Thanks for joining me. I know this is a serious topic, and I'm not trying to prescribe what you should do because I think there are many experts at the hospital that can be of help in such a condition, but it is good to be prepared for anything. And being able to act fast and act swiftly can make a big difference between short-term care and long-term care. Thanks for joining me, Brigitte Mars, on Naturally.